The Sentai Review, episode 36, 2004, Super Sentai. Alright, welcome to Fandom Night. We are back on our Sentai costumes discussion review thingy, Mobobber, Dealey, Reploid Bill, William Bush, going around to the other dudes.
Nick the Lone Paladin.
Shane Protogak.
You just fell in a hole.
Scott Action Jackson. Sub-level Sario.
Okay. Welcome to the first part of the show. The first part of the show, as always, we are entering Shane Butcher's name.
Woo!
What Sentai are we on today, sir?
This is 2004.
Get at it, Shane. Do it.
Tokoshu Sentai Deca Ranger.
Okay.
Which is our SPD.
All right.
Which is our SPD. He's like, I know that.
It's like, I know that word. So good.
All right.
It's three letters.
Step one.
Hey, guys. I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys. I'll leave you alone.
Who's describing these Rangers?
Not it.
And
not it.
This is going to be something else, because everybody, there's only three of them. No, one, two, three, four. Five guys have the same costume, color differences. And then there seem to be two extra Rangers in this
the one. The one standing in front of the blue and green is the dog. Our dog, the dog, he's the Shadow Ranger, if I'm right.
Puppy
and he's a dog. Ranger. He's a dog, and I don't know how he got the helmet on his dog head, but he
actually another reason. He's a dog. You'd upload the ones I gave you because it has the dog stuff.
Dog.
He's the leader of he's the leader of them all. He's their Zordon.
Yeah, he's their sheriff person.
Oh. He runs all of. I'm calling it our show.
All right.
I live in America.
Somebody describe these. I got to do an upload here.
Upload all you want.
I already said not
Seth it. Is going to do it.
That's right.
No,
Seth.
I'm busy. I owe Shane a, well, no, we'll discuss that later.
Yeah, that does not go here.
So, Seth, explain these Rangers.
Hold on.
I never watched this series.
It's the same pictures, except now you gave me a logo thing.
That's what I use for the video.
Excellent. I love that.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's kind of hard to describe Rangers when there's a...
I do want to let you guys know that I
logo.
Cannot read that.
Okay, well, here we go.
Okay,
I will describe these Rangers. Every single one of them has a boomerang visor with a Foxhound logo on top of their head. That's Foxhound logo.
His dog, we're cool.
Foxhound logo.
I like the fact,
yeah,
it's
Foxhound.
Then
well,
right
actually,
after
we'll
that,
just call it Hound.
One side of them is black on the upper half. The other side is the color that's represented of them. And there's a lightning bolt that splits down the middle. They all have white belts. They all have boots with these, the boots and gloves. They boots seem to match the color. They all have the color of pants in which they are, which, by the way, is blue, green, red, pink, yellow. And then they have these, like, cuffs on their boots and wrists.
The whitish ranger on the right side might not be from the Japanese version, though.
You're thinking he's only an American invention or something?
I don't know. Because I remember him mostly being shown through the American.
I can't remember who that guy.
Well,
the Future
I could.
Ranger.
I could tell you right now.
From the future's future.
I could tell you right now. I figured out I was right about the last thing we did where we talked about the Rangers in space, and I told you the Silver Ranger was not in their show. I was right. He was not in their show. He was in a different show, and we just simply used him just like we did with the Kiba.
Okay.
He was an American invention. There was another guy close to him from another show.
So we've done it twice already, so it would, I mean, if that guy doesn't belong in the Japanese
show. But he's
got
that symbol on the helmet, though, which is...
Which they slapped on there, and it's not the right color.
His is gold, while everyone else's is silver. Yeah.
Anyways, this white one they're talking about, he has...
Blue on the
side. He has blue on the side, then he tries to wear a Bruce Lee fucking tracksuit line... But he doesn't pull it off very well. And then there's this guy that I'm being told is a dog. And he has like, he's a lot like them, but he's wearing some sort of over armor.
Oh,
and he has double zeros on him.
I remember now. In our version, that white, if I'm right, that white ranger is that woman, the cat girl, who works inside the SP.
No. She's another ranger.
Oh, no, she's orange-looking one.
I'll be honest, I didn't watch any of this. I have never seen a single episode of SPD.
Yeah. No, there's like another one, technically, if you want to get technical.
Technically, the American version of this had maybe about like 7 or 8.
Yeah, they had a lot of them. They had a lot of them.
Next!
There's their morphers that they're holding.
Okay, okay. That's
how they arrest people.
Okay, I'm looking at the picture, and it's not 100% clear. It's a little blurry when it comes to their hands, and I thought they were showing me their coffee mugs.
No,
like
morphers.
Sentai coffee. Like
no, but
fuck it. Prepare for morning.
Yeah.
Well, I was about to say, at least in this one, you can now notice the fact that you know the numbers are a little bit more defined. Like, red has a 1, and blue's got a 2, and green's got a 3. And, but this future ranger, his morpher is, like, on his little forearm.
Yeah. He doesn't
which
have...
I think he revs up or something.
Yay. Next. That's pretty cool.
He has a handle on his morpher.
Yeah. That's what I mean by revving up.
Yeah.
And then the dog one has an actual sword.
Yes.
Yeah, that sword is actually pretty pimp looking.
You like how in this picture, that White Ranger looks like he's the leader. He's like, look at me, damn it, I'm here. Because the Red Ranger's in the background, and he's like, look at me. It's all about me.
No, it's totally about the dog that has the...
The yellow looks like the character you like.
Sword. Yeah, the yellow one's just like, eh.
The
yellow
is the one you like.
Eh. Probably.
Pretty sure by looking at the picture.
Yeah, probably.
He's the antisocial person in the background.
He's like, oh,
I'm the cool ranger.
Yay, confliction.
Next. Holy shit.
Oh, it is a chick, though. Yeah. Okay, they wear shorts. Oh, that's their dog.
That's their doggy.
I will tell you something.
What is that?
That's the commander.
That's their commander doggy. That's the one in Japan.
Ours looks so much better.
That's the police chief from Dragon Ball Z.
He was shorter, though.
Yeah, it's true. I think I just died a little on the inside.
Skirt on. You're welcome.
I promise our version looks a lot better.
Damn it, Seth.
Oh, by the way, the Red Ranger looked like an asshole.
No offense, but like Red Rangers throughout history have like had a habit of being assholes. Like,
their suits
looking that way.
Well, their suits say pirates. SPD also.
Space Patrol Delta.
That's kind of rare. Usually their suits do not coincide with what we ended up doing.
No, that is very interesting.
But that says SPD.
Yeah. It's a lot better than SPD.
Maybe
this is around the time that we actually started, I don't know, watching the damn show and paying attention to it.
No.
You know, instead of just going MXC
on
basically, we don't do that, Seth.
Basically, what we did was we watched the show. We're like, MXC. This is really good. We're going to do this. I like that SPD. I like that. What's the name of this show? We're not going to call it that. We're going to call it SPD. It's on their clothes. We'll call them that. So, yeah.
Maybe in Japan it might have stood for something else like a Sentai Patrol Delta.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
You're just doing that because of the dog, aren't you?
Look at that!
It's, all right.
Well,
it's
okay,
Space Puppy Delta.
The point of this show...
It looks like a poor cosplay.
The point of this show is to say, we've never seen Power Rangers. This is the image that they fucking release on TV to get you pumped up for the new series.
If it's in Japan,
watch this!
I was about to say, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like,
say
those outfits look cool, but the dog does not.
Say like, these, like, every single one of these Rangers, the idea of grading on the costumes alone is that we've never seen the show, we're trying to avoid bias, we've said when we need to that we might be biased, but let's be honest here, in America, tomorrow, they say... The next Power Rangers, and they give you that picture.
Oh my God.
With that dog and those people.
Scott would watch it.
No. not this version, no.
Scott would totally watch it.
I would.
This is
I don't
amazing.
Know. I might give it a try. I'm not going to lie.
I'd watch this.
Next.
That's actually kind of cool.
Yeah, they all have the same gun.
I'm noticing that I don't quite care for their Metal Gear.
Well, it's not Rex. That's why. I didn't build it.
Friggin' Red Ranger's dual wielding. Like, everybody else is like normal. Like, you know, actually, you hold the gun, you make sure you stabilize it. He's just like, nope, Wild West, motherfucker, bang bang.
Yeah,
the guns are a bit different for each Ranger, though.
He has pistols, and the others seem to have like, I don't know if I'd call them Uzis or Han Solo blasters.
No, they kind of look like the Chinese rifle. The one that the chick has in Metal Gear Solid 3.
What is that? A logger? What
I
is that?
Luger?
Yeah,
Luger.
And that's
a logger.
That's Rush, or that's not
I don't
Chinese,
know guns,
that's
dude.
German.
I don't be shooting.
Oh, was it? Never mind.
It's a German Luger. World War II guy.
I have
to speak up because I'm looking at this picture. Why does the Red Ranger have a Hot Wheel on one of his pistols?
Because shenanigans.
He's a leader.
So he. He bought a matchbox car and slapped it on top of his pistol, like leader status.
Well, when they're not fighting evil, sometimes
he
likes
drive,
to play cars.
They just their Zord is a freaking car. It's like turbo all over.
Yeah, it is a really stupid looking Metal Gear.
Also, because I haven't seen any of these other terrible costumes you guys have talked about, I'm not used to seeing a Green Ranger that's not like important.
Yeah.
Mm. In our series, the guy who's the Green Ranger in our series becomes the Blue Ranger, and then eventually becomes the Red Ranger. Because in their series, in our series, it's an academy. It's a police force.
Yeah.
And you can rank up. The Green Ranger eventually becomes
the
Red Ranger.
Also the...
So in this show, he's a bitch at
isn't,
the start.
Wasn't
he
it...
ranks up to be
he's
better.
He's an idiot dweeb.
Wasn't the reason that this was taking place... was because one of them, the A-team or whatever, had disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
And then you find out that they didn't disappear,
like
they're bad guys.
The A-team had to go to a different solar system, I want to say, to do something. And they lost communication with them. So the Rangers that have to protect Earth are the B-team, which are these Rangers. And I don't know in their series, but in our series, every Ranger also has a power. The Blue Ranger can, I know the Green Ranger can, he can make a shield. He can also define things by waving his hand. The Yellow Ranger can, the Pink Ranger makes an iron fist.
As people before
mm-hmm.
they ever got mm-hmm. powers?
Before they morphed, they all had a special ability.
What the hell happened to the human race in our Power Rangers series? Like, did
future.
We...
Sure. It takes place in the future.
Because we can see...
If I'm
future.
Right, I believe the year 2020.
So in 2020, Bill, you can have Metal Fist punch an asshole.
That's the Pink Ranger. That's... He's got the Metal Fist.
But 2020 is 5 years from now.
The Yellow Ranger can make copies of herself. She can... She's Naruto.
She can gangbang herself.
I can't remember... Is it the Red Ranger or the Blue Ranger? Somebody can phase through herself. That's the Red Ranger. The Red Ranger is Kitty Pryde.
Okay. And nobody knows what the Blue Ranger can
God,
do.
God, I don't know. I forgot what the Blue Ranger did. He had a
the Blue Ranger was an arrogant ass who always thought that he deserved to be the Red Ranger.
Because his dad was a Red Ranger.
His family was Red Rangers. So.
He does become a Red Ranger, though.
I need to be.
Everybody becomes a Red Ranger except for the girls.
The dog can play fetch.
Next.
That seems about legit.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Double zero. I'm better.
Why is Lucario a Power Ranger?
We've been asking that since we saw him.
Yeah.
I swear you have to see our version. It's a lot better looking.
I don't know. Like, that would almost entice me to watch the show. I'd be like, oh, did they do a crossover with Pokemon? Like, what happened here? Fucking.
Before Lucario was even a thing.
This is great.
Once again, I got a problem with this Red Ranger. God, I just want to kick him in the face.
That dude has wild hair.
It's not often you see a redheaded Asian, Shane. That's what's throwing you off.
You know what he looks like, don't you? Like, who he looks like? Who he resembles massively?
It's the dude from Dragon Ball Evolution. It's Goku.
I was thinking he looks an awful lot like Crow from Air Gear.
That dude looks like somebody needs to dump a bucket of water on his head to put his head out.
I like Icky.
I'm sorry. Look at him.
Well, now I hate that show.
It looks
what
an awful lot like Crow.
What is this pose the green guy's doing?
He's fucking fusion. It's the fusion dance.
Yeah, he's fusion dancing by himself over here. We can fusion dance.
Nobody wants to join
because
with
that
him.
Weird silver dude. Number 6 or whatever, he's getting prepped and ready to try to do a
But these girls
dance.
Are in the way! Move so we can do!
That's because they're over here voguing.
Important to dance.
Next!
Sorry, the Blue Ranger was being Neo. He was stopping bullets.
I do
Maybe
agree
that's
with
his
you.
Power. He can stop bullets with his mind.
Goku from Evolution? I could probably see that. That's probably why I hate this Red Ranger so much.
He's gonna shoot you with
Shane's
the power
hating.
Of
airbending.
The airbending Kamehameha.
Yeah, it's all about manipulation.
After he gets a hard on for Chi Chi,
it's great. It'll break a lock.
Please, be careful with that airbending. The Avatar might get irritated by that.
Oh yeah, that was such an excellent movie along with Evolution.
Yeah, that movie was so good too.
It got Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan. Damn, fuck that movie up.
And with that, I'm gone.
Next.
There it is.
Here's
ours.
A comparison of the
ours
dogs.
Ours is on the right.
Ours is not a dog. He's a
lizard.
Friggin' dogfish.
He's a dog. They
He's a dogfish.
If I had to choose
Holy
between
crap.
Those two characters, I would pick the Japanese dog.
Yes.
This thing bothers me. He's got
he's
scales.
Like, he's like a lizard fish dog.
At least I know that's a dog.
I am the pet of Poseidon.
Well, yeah, like...
I am the mutt of the seas.
Hey, are we
that
not
is his background. His background is he was owned by Poseidon.
No, right. It's not his background.
That better
are
not
Are we about
be.
Done here, guys? Because I need to go get some milk bones from the bottom of the ocean. I'm fucking hungry.
But so the earth is being attacked.
Milk bones, bitch.
You can handle it. You're our commander.
Next.
Wouldn't it be seamy bones?
Done.
We are done.
Thank
People,
God.
Who is the coolest ranger? It's popularity test time.
Well, because
the dog. The dog.
The dog
wins. The dog is the most
The dog
epic
has
rangers.
To win.
We have three dogs.
Yeah, I vote for Lucario all the way.
Even though it looks dumpy, the dog
He's
wins.
Going,
yes.
Shane's got to vote for the white guy.
In Ranger form, yes, I'm voting for the dog.
Oh, that's four puppies.
Sure.
Fire
dog,
puppies.
That's
yeah.
fine.
Shane's
it's
the
dog.
Odd man out like the bitch he is.
All right, that white one looks dumb.
He looks more like a bug than the rest of them.
They all look dumb.
Except for the puppy ranger.
Since you're so set to tell me how dumb they are, you can start the score.
Yes, Shane.
Wait, hold on.
Bring forth the score of dumb.
Thank God for leaving the calculator on the front page. Let's go.
That's the one and a half.
Using your brain.
Oh, snap. 1.5.
I don't like these questions at all.
Awesome.
I'm giving them a 2, only because of Puppy Ranger. These are pretty shitty. The only thing that saves it is Puppy Ranger with awesome dog sword.
I'm going with a 3.
You think these guys are basic?
The basic Rangers, though, we've got red, green, blue, pink, yellow, and then the bug extra.
Where are you at?
If you want me to weigh in, I'm going to give him a 1. The only thing that's cool on that picture
is
the puppy ranger.
Yeah, Toby.
You guys are going to hate me. I'm giving him a 3.5.
Seth likes these guys.
No. You gotta stop to think, based off the costumes are fairly decent.
Puppy Ranger could be worse, it could be Baby Bib Rangers.
Exactly,
right.
They could be Baby Bibs, they could be wearing sports bras with their panties showing. They could
have a classic
Ranger.
I don't know, you saw Battle Fever J.
Like I said,
that was a weird 80s thing.
Well, like I said,
darker time.
The dog non-morphed is the only thing that looks dumpy. Non-morphed costumes look good.
Hey, you leave Lucario alone.
Yeah.
Horse palm your ass.
I'm just saying, it's one of those things we're grading off costume only, and even though, yes, it's not that good looking, it looks like a bad Lucario cosplay. But the costumes themselves, they're actually fairly decent.
And that's why I said a 3.
So, I just think that Lucario he's 8 feet tall and it's fantastic.
2.3. What do these guys get?
What kind of grade is that?
It's 2.3. I don't quite think that they're horrible, but I don't think these guys fit the basic format for Rangers. They're too fucking confused. Like, here's this dude with a bunch of armor, and then there's this fucking guy that doesn't look like he belongs in the show with his fucking white thing with his rev stick. And then they're all standing here with their fucking batons, where one guy has a sword, and then these people have fucking German Lugers or whatever you called them, where the fucking Red Ranger is trying to Old West this shit or something. And he has his Hot Wheel gun. They all have fucking boomerang visors, which look kind of cool until you see the two guys that have bats for visors that don't really fit the mold at all. All of them have this
from the future of the future. Except the dog.
The
leader.
The dog is the Batman Ranger.
I don't quite see it.
He's Dog Man.
I don't know. There's something about... I almost feel like it's over-designed. Like their design is cluttered. True.
Which Rangers to this point have scored the highest?
I think it was Morphin.
I would have to look back.
I think it's between a few, but I think it's...
What are we at?
These guys got a 1.9.
Yeah!
And we're getting some hate from our brother online.
Which brother?
The guy who's always commenting on the videos, telling us how retarded we are for not watching the shows.
Why? What's going on with him?
Oh, I can already guarantee you, this got a 1.9, he's going to tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Well,
because
the
show
is
probably pretty fucking awesome.
I talk to him a lot, actually, and he's usually pretty cool. He's only fanboyed one time on me, and he even came back after he did it and was like, I'm sorry. He's like, I realize you guys are grading on costumes. He's like, but please watch this show. He's like, it's my favorite show. It deserved way more than what you gave it. But he's been pretty cool. Jetman. Shane loves the Jetman.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shane has left the building. Actually, just left the room.
Yeah, close enough.
We've got to move on.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast?
If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.